In local area news, the Natural Resources Subcommittee of the United States Congress met yesterday afternoon to consider H.R. 980, which would expand the wilderness area boundaries to take in White Pine Ski Area, Lakeside Restaurant, and many other popular areas, not just here in Sublette County, but throughout many states in the northern Rocky Mountain states. Sublette County Commissioner Joel Bousman traveled to Washington, D.C. to join U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis in opposing this bill with testimony before the Congressional Committee.
I am Joel Bousman. I'm elected commissioner of Sublette County, Wyoming, and I'm here today to testify against the passage of House Resolution 980.
No vote was taken at the end of the committee hearing, and no vote has been scheduled. So at this point of time, we do not know when the vote will come up on this bill. Following the subcommittee hearing, both Cynthia Lummis and Joel Bousman conducted a radio interview on KPIN Radio. I asked Cynthia Lummis, if this bill were to come out of committee, could it be snuck into another bill, increasing its chances of being passed?
Well, this bill could be tacked on to another bill, but we're very hopeful that this kind of extraordinarily impactful legislation will not be tacked on to another bill. We're fighting tooth and nail to kill this bill right where it is, in the Natural Resources Subcommittee. I'm going to do everything I can to prevent this bill from coming up for a vote in the subcommittee, and if it does come up for a vote, convincing other subcommittee members to vote against it.
Now, does this bill go to a similar committee in the U.S. Senate if it makes it out of the House?
Yes, it would.
So, is there a chance of killing it in the Senate committee if it does get out of the House?
Indeed, there is. We don't want to give this bill enough steam and impetus that it gets that far, because then it will be incumbent upon us to try to make the bill better. I don't want to make an effort to make it better because there's no way that we can make it good enough to meet our interests. So I'd rather kill it dead where it is than try to improve it and breathe life into it thereby.
I asked Cynthia Lummis that if this bill passes, when do they start rolling up Fremont Lake Road? When do they start tearing down houses? When do they rip out White Pine Ski Area?
I asked members of the Forest Service and BLM who were on the second panel today what the costs would be of tearing out existing roads, as is required in one component of this piece of legislation. And they said they didn't know. They said that they would have to probably rearrange their priorities and it would require a larger budget. And I said, how much larger? And so we pushed them on that. The answer is, of course, none of these things have been thought through, and that's why we want to kill this bill dead, right where it is.
I asked Sublette County Commissioner Joel Bousman what he observed during the committee hearing.
I think the biggest thing I observed today, Bob, was the complete lack of knowledge of the proponents of this legislation. You know, if we could get these people to come here and on the ground into Sublette County and show them the job we're doing, taking care of the resource, and show them the impact of this legislation, part of these people would go away and they'd say, we don't need this bill. We've got wilderness, we've got non-wilderness, we've got a good economy the way it is. But then there's that segment of people that it's, I don't think it's about wilderness, it's about control. And the fact that they want us to go away. I think in a way they resent the people of Western Wyoming, the fact that we live close to these lands, and we work with them every day. We take care of the lands. We're stewards of the land. And I think there's maybe a certain component of jealousy that these people on the East Coast, they made the point numerous times in the hearing that, well, these are their lands too. And they are in that sense, but those lands would not be what they are today if the people living there weren't taking care of them. And people back here in the East Coast just do not understand that.
And Bob, if you don't mind my adding, in the 20 years that this bill has been recycled in Congress, the sponsors have never sought input from the affected communities in Wyoming. They've never vetted it properly with land managers. They've never even determined the bill's cost. And so that lends credence to what Commissioner Bousman just said.
Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis and Sublette County County Commissioner Joel Bousman reporting on H.R. 980, the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act. Now, the bill remains at the committee level, and the committee has not voted on the bill, nor has the committee scheduled a vote on the bill. Reporting for the Cowboy State News Network, this is Bob Rule in Pinedale. Reporting for K2 Television, this is Bob Rule in Pinedale at radio station KPIN.